swing cash. I call her swing cash. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to She's Got Time. This is episode 29. It's your girl, Swing Cash, and I'm super excited that you took time out of your day to rock out with us. Y'all know how we like to do every week. We start at the top with the week that was. Well, it's really interesting because this last past week or so, I spent some time on the road, obviously, in New Orleans and really hitting the ground running. So many different things going on with the organization. A lot of our players are either on the road, coming in town. We've had some press conferences. We had some of our international guys come over. So it's been a lot of fun. And also, not to mention, you all know I have a new job, but I'm also moving to New Orleans. So also trying to find a place to live and making sure we're researching schools, activities, all that good stuff that moms still have to do regardless if you are moving for a job. But it's been a lot of fun. I will say this is that New Orleans is going to be a little bit of a problem for me. Now, most of y'all probably are holding your breath right now. Like, what is Swin talking about? It's going to be a problem for her. Man, listen. Whew, y'all, I have a problem because if I continue to keep going out and I continue to keep getting invited to events and I keep eating how good I'm eating, y'all, listen, Linda. I have to get my behind back in the gym. I have to start training like I am going to be playing another WNBA season or playing overseas because the way this food is set up in New Orleans, it's just not right, y'all. It really is not right. It's so good. The welcome has been unbelievable. I mean, there's so many great restaurants and different food, things that you can try. And please believe I'm taking advantage of all of it, right? But it has motivated me to start thinking about how I'm going to change up my regimen a little bit. And that happens sometimes when you move. You don't want to get bogged down with just your job. You want to make sure you have that balance. So it has been a focus of mine and I've been trying to find my moments. But once I get there and get settled, I will be hitting the ground running. So y'all got to keep me honest. I'm going to keep you honest and I got to keep it real with y'all. It's a little bit of a struggle, but I'm loving New Orleans. I'm loving the people. I'm loving the culture and I'm loving the food just a little too much. So I got to make sure that I have that work-life balance we always talk about. But yeah, so this last past week, on top of not only traveling to New Orleans, I also had an opportunity to check out the WNBA All-Star Game and to watch some of that and to see all of the ladies. And basically, Vegas showed out for the WNBA. I was super excited to see it done on that level. Hasn't been done to that extent in a very long time. So to see the ladies really kind of get their recognition, to see a lot of people show up, whether it's from other athletes to celebrities, people were in the building. To also see all the activities that were going on around that. I was super, super excited for all the ladies of the WNBA, for the league office, the union, and everyone involved. So I'm looking forward to seeing them get a collective bargaining agreement done after this season. And I hope that it's ready for the WNBA to take it to that next level. Super excited this past weekend for the ladies. And I'll mention a little bit more about the All-Star Game later on in the podcast. But that was really a true moment for all of the women of the WNBA. So I hope you all got an opportunity to watch it as well. Also, it was a lot of work, but at the same time, a lot of grinding, just trying to run errands, get things situated and aligned the way that I needed to be aligned as we start getting closer and closer to training camp. I know some of y'all are thinking, man, football season just started. Well, listen, basketball season is right around the corner. It's not too far off. You blinking, you might miss it. It's going to be here. Training camp is on us. So just trying to make sure I can get those things done. But I've took some time really this last past week. I was away from my family, and also being away from your family, why does things always tend to happen when you're gone, right? So my husband, towards the end of the week, actually did give me a call, and my son had taken on a fever and wasn't feeling well. And so he was in and out seeing the doctor and trying to make sure what was happening, whether it was pink eye, whether it was strep, what was happening, all these different things. And as a mom, you're crushed because it's like, okay, another moment where I'm not here. But you never fear it, because it would be worse if my husband and I both were on the road and he was home or there with, you know, whether it was his grandma or another family member or or someone that was watching him, it was great to know that my husband was there. So he was able to really be with my son. And as soon as I got back in from New Orleans, I, you know, went right into mommy mode because that's what we do, right? You want to make sure you're there. But don't worry, Saint is doing great. He's so much better. He is actually on the road now with my husband and I, which is awesome. We get to not only be a family and travel sometimes, but we also get to vacation a little bit too. And so hopefully we're going to get some vacation time here somewhere, hint, hint, to my husband. He's always pushing me to want to make sure I can make time, but I know we're going to need it. And I encourage all of you out there as well to make sure y'all take that time. You know, school's going to be starting soon, and parents, a lot of times we're just grinding. We start preparing for school right after school finishes, and we don't take that time for ourselves. So even if it's a spa day, even if it's a, you know, a me day where you don't want to do anything and you step away from all the chaos of the world, make sure, parents, that you are getting that me time somewhere. I want to just also share with you this one last thing that it was interesting talking to one of my colleagues that I used to work with in the TV world, and they had a situation at work. And this last past week, you know, they were super, super upset about it. And it was basically like someone that they had been working with that worked under them basically was kind of insubordinate a little bit. And I went into this whole conversation with them, and I basically said, you know, sometimes when things like that happen in work, a lot of times your first reaction is like you're going to nip it in the butt. And sometimes you take it higher up the chain when it doesn't need to go there. You have to understand the time and place that we're in right now. Some moments are teaching moments. Other moments are reprimanding moments. But to me, teaching moments can be more impressionable, and teaching moments can last a lifetime or a career for some people. And so you really just have to, for me, I always say, think about it, meditate, pray on it, whatever you have to do. But teaching moments really can help people out within their careers. Sometimes we always jump down somebody's throat or take them up the chain of command or figure out how you want to reprimand them. But sometimes having those teaching moments can be one that be influence on their life for a really, really long time. All right, y'all. So that's just my kind of week that was. But real briefly, you know, this week, one of the things I was thinking about is, man, what do we want to talk about on the podcast? And I was going through and I saw this meme that really got me to think, and it was from my girl Tina Thompson, who is the head coach for the University of Virginia women's basketball team. And she had posted this post, and it said, "We won't be distracted by comparisons if we're captivated with purpose." Now, let me say that again for y'all. We won't be distracted by comparisons if we're captivated with purpose. Whew. That's a little bit, that's a lot to unpack right there. And I want to just kind of take this moment to kind of share my thoughts on it, because that first line, we won't be distracted by comparisons. Let's just look at that word distracted, right? Because a lot of times, whether it's in our workplace, whether it's in sports, whether it's, you know, PTA meetings, whether it's organizations you're a part of, a lot of times we get distracted by things that isn't our business and we shouldn't be involved in, right? A lot of times we get pulled into stuff in our group chats, and it really has nothing to do with you. And it's not going to make you better. It's not going to uplift you, and it's not going to push you in a direction you need to be going in. So really, it's just like negativity that's either floating around, or it's distracting you from what you're trying to get done, right? So just to unpack that a little bit, the word distracted, right? Let's look at that word distracted. Distracted, if you were to look that word up, it talks about being unable to concentrate because one's mind is preoccupied. So a lot of times we don't realize things that can distract us or how we're distracting other people. And it's good to have those friends or those filters of people that you can talk to and be able to, you know, get stuff off your chest. But a lot of times people are distracted by comparisons, right? So if you're concentrating on things and your mind's preoccupied because you're comparing yourself to somebody else, that's one of the biggest things that I would say sometimes is demise to people. Because you're sitting there looking at another person and thinking, well, he or she got this recognition, or he or she got this promotion, or he or she got this. And you're reading about people and you're sitting there and it's like, oh, well, they got a new, a new grant, or they got a new business, or they got a new shoe deal. I mean, there's so many different things, and people are always quick to do these comparisons, but that comparison, it distracts you, right? It distracts you. It distracts you from what your purpose is. It distracts you from figuring out how do you get from point A to Z with a straight line and not having to go up and down and go on this roller coaster. When you're distracted with these comparisons, you tend to forget that everybody has their own timeline. You are not connected to somebody else's success. You are not connected to somebody else's success. Let me say that again. Your purpose is your purpose. Her purpose is her purpose. His purpose is his purpose. Now, sometimes you guys will rock out together and you'll create a joint venture and you'll be able to celebrate success together. But both of your paths can be completely different. Your levels of education can be different. Your levels of, I would say, street knowledge can be different. Your level of knowledge on consumer engagement could be different. There's so many things that can be different, even if you end up at the same place. But you're too busy, distracted, and comparing what's in that person's pocket or in that person's job or in that person's resume than your own purpose. We have to understand that as we're giving off these positive vibes or we're moving in a certain direction, you have to not be distracted. Now, I know some of y'all saying, come on, Swin, that's easier said than done. Yes, it can be easier said than done sometimes. But sometimes you put yourself in those situations because are you the person that everybody runs to complain? Are you the person that everybody runs to dump all of their negative thoughts of everything that's bad happening at work? It's great to be there for your friends. It's great to be there for your coworkers, but you can't let whatever they have going on distract you from your purpose. Because some of y'all will take hours and hours out of a day, whether it's on social media, whether it's in your group chats, complaining about something instead of using those hours to focus and structure what your purpose is and pour into that, to pour into what you're trying to get done. So don't be distracted, right? And that word, distracted, synonyms for that word, you're preoccupied, diverted, inattentive, vague, absorbed, you're distant, you're absent. Don't let that be you. Don't be distracted by these comparisons, because it's easy in the flesh as people. We always want to compare and be like, man, well, I done worked this hard. I got missed this many degrees and why can't I make it there? How many times have I said it on She's Got Time? Just because it's delayed does not mean it's denied. Does not mean you won't get there, but you got to stop the comparison because it's not helpful. It doesn't make for a more positive atmosphere for you to continue to focus on your purpose. So don't let people pull you into these distractions by comparisons. Because the reality is, it says, if you're captivated with your purpose, that's what it's truly about, right? So that word captivated, let's just unpack that a minute. Captivated. Attract and hold the interest and attention of charm. He was captivated by her beauty, right? Now, a man can be captivated by a woman's beauty. A woman can be captivated by how handsome a man is, vice versa, whatever you want to say. But when you're captivated, are you captivated by your work? Are you captivated by your grind? Do you get up every day saying, I love this. I eat this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. When I put my child down to sleep, am I working? Am I captivated by my purpose? Because I know what I'm doing is hitting in that direction that I'm trying to go in. And there's time. Listen, there's seasons to this. I'm not saying that you're always, always on, but majority of the time you should be captivated with your purpose. You should be pouring into that. You should know if this is a harvest season for you. You should know if you already planted those seeds, if you're watering those seeds. And if you're connected, whatever faith that you have, if you're connected to that foundation, then you're constantly trying to meditate. You're constantly trying to be at peace so you can hear and feel the vibes if you're going in the right direction. A lot of times people want to put blinders on and just want to run and go 100 miles per hour down a dark road with no lights on in the car, or want to run and don't have any reflective vest on or anything. So my question is, if you're running in the dark, you don't have any light that's around you, who's going to see you if you break down or if you need help? But if there's always that light that's inside of you, connected to you, even in your darkest moments, in your darkest places, somebody's going to be able to find you. So don't get distracted by comparisons. Be captivated by your purpose and keep that light inside of you going. Because even in your darkest times, like I said, somebody will be able to find you. All right, y'all. Y'all know before we get out of here, we got to do our take a seat, take a bow, or level up and straighten your crown. This week, my take a seat has to go to, again and again and again, it keeps going to these elected officials out here who unfortunately do not realize that the voters of their district and the voters who vote them into office. I am pleading with any elected officials or people who work for elected officials. We need to get back to some level of normalcy in this country as a people. And as we continue to talk about praying for this situation to change, let's make change. Let's make sure we are continuing to do good deeds and doing the things that need to be done and having compassion in our heart for people that are around us. Because every time I come to record She's Got Time, I think that we can't go any lower, but eventually something else comes up and I look on the news and I have to turn it off because it disgusts me. But I can tell y'all one thing, I'm making sure that people that are around me or that I'm able to touch or how I can influence, I will do that. Because if we are not being the light or the change that we want in our communities and around in our workplaces, then who else is gonna do it, y'all? So this week, again, those elected officials that continue to think that they are bigger than the people in their districts that vote them in. I think next year, I think the people all across this country are going to have something to say about that. And I would encourage you all, if you are not registered to vote, you need to be registered to vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. That is your prerogative, but you should vote. I saw on social media, Grant Hill posted something, and Grant Hill said, you know what? If you don't vote, you don't have a voice in this conversation. You don't have a right to complain. And I agree with Grant. I encourage all of you, your voice is your vote. Make sure you're registered to vote. This week, my take a bow has to go to Erica Wheeler. She's the point guard for the Indiana Fever that went undrafted in the WNBA and just this past weekend won MVP of the All-Star Game. Y'all don't hear me right now. This woman was undrafted. She has worked her behind off day in and day out, year after year, to be an established player in this league, to become an All-Star in this league. And to raise that trophy with tears in her eyes and say it was for her mom that passed away from cancer. Come on now, y'all got to get up every morning and go hard. You got to. You got to have that light inside of you. There's so many people out here that are dealing with different things. They're dealing with loss of family members. They're dealing with loss of parents. They're dealing with loss of siblings. But they keep figuring out a way to get up and keep going. All we're trying to do out here, and I'm encouraging y'all about building businesses and trying to be good citizens in the community. That's not hard, y'all. That's what you should want to do. So shout out to Erica Wheeler. Shout out to the Indiana Fever, the GM over there, one of my home girls, and Tamika Catchings. I'm so proud of what they're trying to build. Obviously, the head coach, Pokey Chapman. I played for Pokey, and I also was teammates with Erica. So I just want to salute y'all all. That was unbelievable. Just watching that brought chills to me and also some tears in my eyes because she is somebody that worked to get there and to raise that trophy. I know her mom is definitely smiling down and proud. And last but not least, my Level Up and Straighten Your Crown has to go to U.S. Women's Basketball. USAB announced over the weekend that they will be taking it back to the ladies of 96. And when they decided to do kind of that whole year of touring and playing and going against college teams before the Olympics, the U.S. women's basketball team made this announcement. And I think it is at the right time to not only promote the game, to hit the grassroots level, and to let people see these women as the stars that they are. So shout out to USAB. Shout out to all the ladies, 8 women that were named to the team and the other 4 that will be named after that. I will say to you, it is about gold habits. And I believe this is number 7 in a row they're going for. Listen, I'm blessed to have been a part of USA Basketball, and I encourage all the other women to continue to do what you do. Salute to USA Basketball, to WNBA. One heck of a weekend out there in Las Vegas. And shout out to the Las Vegas Aces. Unbelievable job to see what they did with WNBA All-Star. All right, y'all. So listen up. Before we get out of here, Amazon Prime members, I have something in store for you. Now, listen, for a limited time, you can start an Audible membership and save 66% on your first 3 months. That's a total of $30. Now, I don't know about y'all, but there's a lot that I can do with $30 extra in my pocket. That's like getting 3 months for the price of just one. Man, you have to think about doing this. Amazon Prime members, listen, you'll just pay $4.95 per month for the first 3 months. After that, it's only $14.95 per month. And listen, Amazon Prime members, Audible has the largest selection of audiobooks on the planet. I mean, this is what you need right here. I know for sure for me, downloading some of these audiobooks have been unbelievable. It's easy for me when I'm working out or if I'm on the go. I like to listen to different things. And sometimes I don't have time to be reading the books. I like to get these audiobooks. So I want to encourage you to do this. This is a limited time. You got to make sure right now you download this and get these audiobooks. All right. Don't forget about it. And this is how you can do it. You can visit audible.com/swingcash, or you can text swingcash to 500-500. Now, again, let me say this for some of y'all out there that didn't get it the first time. Visit audible.com/swingcash or text swingcash to 500-500 to get started today. You want to go get those books? You better get them right now. All right, y'all, before we get out of here, let's have our positive note. And it goes a little something like this. It's very simple. Integrity is non-negotiable. All right? Integrity is non-negotiable. Don't ever be out here and let anybody, whether it's in business, whether it's your family or anybody, think that your integrity is negotiable. You got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. As my mom used to say, a hard head will make a soft. Whew. Sometimes you got to learn to crawl before you can walk. So don't be out here slipping. Remember, your integrity is non-negotiable. Stand up for something. Have integrity. That's what makes us who we are. All right, y'all. We'll talk to y'all next time on She's Got Time. I appreciate y'all every week for joining us. Y'all know y'all can reach us on all of our social media platforms. We are on Twitter. We're on IG. We're on Facebook at She's Got Time. You can also go to our YouTube channel at She's Got Time. And don't forget to email us in swinggottime@gmail.com. I appreciate y'all reaching out. We love y'all support, and we'll see you next time. Swing cash. They call her Swing Cash.
Swing cash. I call her Swing Cash.